Juneau Mayor Merrill Sanford acknowledges that noisy summer Capitol renovations are imminent and is sympathetic to legislators and staffers that have exhausted their housing leases.
Whatever we can do to keep them here, we would like to. I understand this is a special situation right now with the Capitol being remodeled.
Working through jackhammers isn't realistic, but he says there are alternative meeting spaces in Juneau. Sanford says Centennial Hall has already been set aside for a possible October special session.
We at the city level have been trying to foresee what they might need and foresee what might happen. So yes, we've been talking about it and trying to figure out what we can do to facilitate them.
Lawmakers also foresaw legislative business running into Capitol construction. The Legislative Council manages the administration of the legislative branch and discussed the scenario in November during an Anchorage meeting. Here's Anchorage Representative Mike Hawker.
I think I'd like to get on record that it would be a very difficult situation for us to conduct legislative activity in that building during the construction phase.
North Pole Senator John Coghill asks for clarification.
Is it in a special session, Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Okay.
Then Anchorage Senator Kevin Meyer reminds the council that the new Legislative Information Office in downtown Anchorage will be available.
So I think that was designed to accommodate a special session if necessary.
That would be a correct statement.
So if we have that situation, it sounds like we have some options.
Meyer is now president of the Senate. Juneau Senator Dennis Egan also piped up at that meeting.
Sure. I just wanted to point out that Juneau does have space available for a special session as well, and we've done it before. So,
by statute, when the governor calls a special session, he controls where it takes place. The legislature decides where to meet when it calls itself into special session. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.